Pimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Zayin. I don't have the Gemara in front of me, so I'm not going to be reading inside anything. But the Gemara on Amud B is quotes a famous comment from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that a person should always yashkim and come early and try to be from the Asar Rishonim, to be from the first 10 people at a minyan. And why? Because if you do so, you get the schar of everyone. Of course, the schar of everyone means schar connected kulam. You get the schar corresponding to everyone, meaning you get the schar of the rest of the minyan. You know, everyone who's of the first 10 kind of gets part of that. And in fact, this inyan, which obviously the Gemara is praising and is so important, is also very much praised in the Kisvei Ari. Rav Chaim Vital in his Hakdama to Eitz Chaim, the primary Talmud of the Arizal, who wrote down the Eitz Chaim, writes in his introduction, he has a list of sur meraz va'asei tovs, of certain things to not do and certain hanhagas to yes do in order to merit being zocha to Pnimius HaTorah and to Kabbalah, to Torah Sanistar. And one of his things that he says that you should dafka do, that you should try to do, is you should be really machbid, and the Arizal is very machbid on being yashkim and coming early in the morning to be from the first 10 people. He says, even at the expense of coming to shul on your tassin tefillin. We know there's such a mile of tassin tefillin, and in Pnimius there's a very strong thing of coming to shul already wearing your tassin tefillin and what that represents. And he says it's even more important on haga to come to be from the first 10 people. So Rav Nosson David Kivak explains very beautifully. He says, what's the distinction here? Why are we comparing these two things? He says, each one of them is a mila. And obviously when Chazal tells milas, we're not really the one to choose which mila is better. He says, but when you understand how derech pnimius, what's going on, it makes sense. He says, being from the first 10 people is called building the koma shalima. That every part of every aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we say manifest, Hashem is noeg and Hashem is manig the world through the 10 spheres. Those are his 10 midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Keser, Chachma, Bina, and then the 7 that we relate to more, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. And these 10 midos are how Kadosh Baruch Hu is manig the world. And when we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are davening through, you know, utilizing all the ways that we can possibly connect to and understand Hashem. So sometimes we understand Hashem as Chesed. Sometimes we understand the Shem of Gura. So the full Koma Shalema is when we have 10, is when we have all 10 spheres, when we have 10 people. And the 10 people who come together, they all represent one of these aspects. So being of the first 10, you now created this, you know, parts of Shalem, this Koma Shalema, this complete picture of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyachol. And therefore, davening by that, you know, that's what Tehillah B'Tzibur, it's one of the milas of Tehillah B'Tzibur, is that you're davening to the full picture, Kilu, that, you know, every aspect of Hashem that you could possibly relate to Him, they're all manifesting. So now your tefillah will, you know, be niskabel in a much more real way. So that's why you'll get the schar of everyone, because you were the one who built this Koma Shleima. He says, coming to shul in talis and tefillin, that's a different thing. That's called being machnes the mochin, that you're bringing in the mochin. The mochin are the spirituality, the God concepts. It's the animating force behind those spheros. If we had to give a mashal, the spheros are like a guf. Obviously, they're not at all like a guf, and this is just a mashal. They are nothing physical about them. They are entirely spiritual. But compared to the mochin, they are like a guf, and the mochin would be like a neshama. In the same way that the neshama is much more spiritual and dak, and it's much more like an or, and it animates the guf, though, so too, the mochin kind of animate the spheros. It's the concept of oros and kalim, that the spheros are kalim, they're vessels, which contain the oros, which are the mochin. So tefillin, part of the kavanos of tefillin and talis, I have to do a lot with the mochin, and being machnes the mochin, and bringing the mochin down. So specifically, when you come to shul and your talis and tefillin, that's being machnes the mochin. So now we can understand, says Rav Nosson David Kivak, why specifically we have a hanhaga and the Arizal, the dafka that you should focus on that it's more important to come to shul of the first 10 more than coming in talis and tefillin, if you obviously can't do both. He says, because why? Because the coming to shul first 10 is building that Koma Shleima. You're setting up that framework. It's true, if you came in, you know, if there was, let's say you couldn't be from the first 10, you should come in Taz and Tilan and be Machnes Mochen. You should, you know, bring in these spiritual energies. You should bring in those Kochos. But to be able to build the framework and the Kelim, even if that might seem in some ways less Ruchni, you're setting up the whole stage for us to be able to be Zilcha. And I think Derech Mashalos makes a lot of sense just in terms of like, you know, someone who builds a shul or builds a base medrash physically, you know, or financially, someone who's doing that building, any future limud or tefillah that's done in that base knesses or base medrash is going to be so valuable, and in that person, it's going to be in that person's chus, because that person built the makom that allowed them to do it. So coming from the first 10 people, you're kind of creating a makom, you're creating the relationship with Hashem, manifesting as 10 spheros, manifesting in a koma shlema, in every possible way. So now any person who comes will be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a meaningful way, even if he thinks his tefillos aren't being answered. We know when it's tefillah b'tzibur, they're much more potent, much more powerful. And that's why it's so important to be of those first builders, because you're like the one who's literally creating the makom for anyone else to daven. That, you know, the shul is not just the makom, it's not just the physical place, but it's also the spiritual place. And once you're the 10th person, if you're from the 10th Rishonim, you're mashlim, you complete that kol mashlim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're really helping everyone's tefillos, and through that you get a zechus as well.